of a problematic nature because of the fact that people sometimes read the Pshuta Shemikra and don't fully recognize that we are talking about great tzaddikim. And even though the Torah and Tanakh in general represents these stories, often does so without interpretation, without any kind of parshanas, the Chazal and someone who has a proper Hashkafas HaTorah has to also know how to approach these events. So often when the Pshuta Shemikra seems to be in one direction, one has to examine Chazal, and one will get the proper understanding of these pictures. So we have here, at the very beginning of the Parsha in Vayeshev, last week's Parsha, Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvay Esrei Shana, and the question, of course, why the Torah uses the Lashon Rabim of Toldos when we're talking about one child. We're talking about Yosef. So Rashi, on the spot, asks this question. And Rashi has two possibilities. Possibility number one, says Rashi, Ve'ele shel toldos Yaakov. Ele yishuvei v'gilguleim achebo l'chal yishuv. That we're going to discuss now the ongoing evolutionary elements in the family of Yaakov Avinu till they became settled. And the initial thrust of the discussion is going to revolve around Yosef. Yosef is Shvay Esrei Shana, and as a result, Yosef, of course, was one who ultimately, as a result of his becoming Mishnah Melech Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim, and all that followed upon the heels of that. Secondly, Rashi quotes a Medrash Agada that Kol Atzmo Shel Yaakov Lo Aved Etzel Lovan Ela BeRachel. Yaakov's sole interest, his primary interest, was Rachel. Vayehav Yaakov is Rachel. The Torah tells us earlier, and then Rashi goes further. V'sheha Zivi Kudim Shel Yosef Dom Elo. Yosef, physiognomy-wise, was very similar to Yaakov Avinu. He resembled most Yaakov Avinu. Often you see, actually, in children, one particular child may resemble the mother, another child resembles the father. And Rashi goes on to say that if you examine the life of Yosef HaTzadik, you'll see his life is a microcosm of his father's life. Rashi shows you all the areas of analogy. Zeh nistam, zeh nistam. This one was hated, that one was hated. His brother wanted to kill him, their brothers wanted to kill them, and Rashi quotes a whole series of, shall we say, similar areas of commonality. But the Ramban over here in the Pasha, the Ramban actually also is bothered by the question. And the Ramban says that these are the Eruim, these are the different events that occurred actually. If you take a look even at the Rashbam, Rashbam also over here, in the beginning of Vayeshev, Rashbam interprets Ela told us Yaakov, namely, we're going to ultimately speak about Beshivim Nefesh Yodah Vatsenim Mitzrayim, that we went down, we were 70 in number, Yaakov Bnei Banov, and Yosef is 17 years old, we have the kinah that his brothers have for him, Vayikana Bo Echav, and we have the story of Yehuda, that falls upon the heels of Mechiras Yosef, and then he has children, and then we have all these children, and things are misgalgel. Things continue to go on their merry way till Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, and then we have, of course, Menashe and Ephraim, and then we have ultimately not only Mitzrayim but Moshe Rabbeinu, and on and on and on. And essentially, this reminds me of the Mishnah in Edios, which you're probably familiar with. The Mishnah that speaks of Ha'av Zegel LeBen Benoi BeKoyach BeEisher BeChochma. It's a famous Mishnah. Asolechik said a Yortzat Shia on this Mishnah in 1945. I wasn't there. However, I saw notes of that Yortzat Shia and that Mishnah. And the Mishnah also refers to the Psukim that deal with Risa Absarim, Va'avod Avinu Osam Abba Mi'oshono, and on and on. So on the one hand, the Mishnah tells us that a father bequeaths to his children certain kunos, obviously a person is the Baal Bechira, and at the end of the day, you have a choice. But there's no question that there are two elements to every one of us. There's both nature and nurture. Tzvei dinim. There's no doubt that the Baruch Hashem is the ultimate divine architect, and he is able to go ahead and he has the unbelievable and uncanny ability to direct traffic, but besides changing this Bechira, all of us have the ability to make choices and the like. So now we're talking about the entire story, the whole saga here is the saga of Mechiras Yosef and going down to Mitzrayim And again, there's a famous Rashi which I'm very fond of. Hagoyin, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Pam, the Chazan de Bracha, Moreinu Rabbeinu. He always commented on this in the Shmuzin that I heard. Vayishlocheu me'emek Chevron. What a Lashon. Remember that Lashon? Blessed Pasha? Says, Vashi me'etza amuka she'oise tzadik ha'kovu v'chevron. Ribbono Shel Olam is the divine puppeteer. And we are the puppets. Ribbono Shel Olam is dangling the puppets to and fro. We are just simply carrying out Hashem's divine plan in history. He is the architect of the blueprint of history. And we're simply Maisa of Asim Levanim carrying out. We are the details, if I can be so bold as to indicate that. We are but details in the divine plan, in the divine blueprint, and that's what's being carried out. So there's a Medrash, now I'm starting the discussion with this Medrash. The Medrash is a really gorgeous, gorgeous Medrash, so saturated and so Mali Vigodesh. Vayihi Ba'esahit, Vayihi Yehuda Me'esachal. Suddenly, the Torah discontinues the narrative of Mefilas Yosef, and there's a kind of interregnum, a kind of interlude, namely the interlude where suddenly Yehuda becomes a businessman and marries and has children. Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai? That's the obvious question. Why did the Torah decide to interrupt the flow, the continuum, the narrative? Because what happens right after the Pasha is over? The Yosef who rabbi tribe. And suddenly this parak is thrust betwixt and between. Why? So the Medrash asks the kasha. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Ki anochi adati es hamachshavos." Says the Medrash. Shvatim hayu asukim b'mechiras hashem Yosef. What were the Shvatim doing? They were handling, as Rabbi Goldschmidt's leader would say, handling the mechira of Yosef. Yosef hayu asuk b'sakum v'taniso. Reuben should be asuk b'sakum v'taniso. Rashi quotes Reuben. The Medrash says Yosef. Everyone's doing their thing. Yehuda's a businessman getting married. The Shvatim are busy the sale of Yosef. Reuben is doing his thing. Yosef is doing his thing. What was Ribbono Shel Olam doing? The Bias Eiroshel Mashiach. Ribbono Shel Olam is planning for Mashiach. What a medrash. Vayihi Ba'esahi Vayir Yehuda. It's a long medrash, I'm not going to read the whole thing. But Terem, Tochil, Yolada, is already, Ribbono Shel Olam already sees, with his panoramic vision, he sees the end. We are very limited. Our vision is Lilliputian man. We are limited in our scope, we are finite. We are, to a large extent, Megay Kesuma Ba'ula, Azevi Ablinda, like a blind man, unfortunately does not see. But Ribbono Shel Olam has a divine perspective that we do not have. Ribbono Shel Olam already sees the Shibud Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Eirus HaMashiach. It's just one long continuum for Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, when a father bequeaths to his children some genetic kind of traits that essentially will cultivate the future generations, but all this is really mitukunan from on high. We are simply puppets who are moving on the massive board of the puppeteer, the master puppeteer, who's at work behind the kolayim, behind the curtains, dangling the strings to and fro. So now we want to go and investigate a story which is seemingly offhand. That's what this young man asked me in a very graphic kind of way. The Mishnah writes in Masechet Megillah, which most of you are familiar with, Mishnah, the fourth parak, the Mishnah says, Maisa Tamar, Nikra Tamar, famous Mishnah. The story of Tamar, Nikra, can be read, and also there's a Targum. You know, all of you are Medakri Kolei Shnayim Bikra Becha Targum, because they'll give you Arichas Yom B'Shonim, Arich Shnei B'Gimar Brachas, and that's a Din Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's the Chiddush, the Maisa Yehuda, Maisa Tamar, Nikra Targum, Ma'u D'Seima, Leitho Shechvei Shal Yehuda? I would think that it's not such a story that needs to be put under wraps, under the radar, camouflaged, should be presented furtively, F-U-R-T-I-V-E-L-Y, stealthily, secretly. Kamash Malon, the Gemara says, no. Shvach Yehuda Eidi. It's a Shemach Yehuda. that Yehuda, what did he do? He said, Sotka Mimeni. Yehuda was made there, correct? Yehuda was made there, and he agreed, admitted to what happened. And what happened to the other children? Thank you very much. The craft level, Nezlow. Nekay, while the sun shines. Wow. Baruch HaTorah, Adonai, Eloheinu. Another cold rum. Shahakol, and Yedra.
Amen.
We have a story. Yehuda married Bashua, and then we have several children. Vayi'er b'chor Yehuda rabein Hashem. Vayimisei Hashem. I assume you love the passion. Einan and Er both died because of Hashchasat Zera. That's the Isser, that the Gemara, Hazal, the Medrash speak about. Yehuda now is concerned because there's a din of Yibam. I'm not discussing now the issue of Yibam. The Ramban says here on the spot that the entire parsha is based on Yibam. I'm not getting into that issue. There's a lot of pilpul on this issue, including Eshe Shnei Mesim, all kinds of things, without getting into that. But basically, he's worried because his kala, daughter-in-law, Tamar, is a katlonis. The Gemara says that if you marry and then the two husbands die, you can't marry that person, that woman, because he's a katlonis. Like someone, chas v'shalom, two brothers in a family have a bris milah and both die, leisu achav mach milah, you don't have a bris in the third brother because there's a chash of some, let's put it in your terms, hemophiliac condition in the family which would prevent a bris of being done. You don't want to kill three people. So there's a chash of katlonis. I'm not getting into the pshat, what katlonis is all about. That's not my issue right now. So what happens? He tells us, Shri Almana Beisavich, what does it say over there? Adid Dal Shela B'ni, I'll wait for the third one. He comes of age. Ki Amar Penyamus Kamu Ke'echov. And then it says, V'atel Tama V'atesh Rezuvia. And that's what she did. Many years pass, and then she decides what's going on here. Nothing's happening. I have to go ahead and seize the initiative, which is what she does. And what does it say there? Sukkim that are, oh, right here. V'atesh V'pesach Enayim. She decides to sit at the crossroads. Vayireh Yehuda, vayachsheveh lezayna, ki chitzal paneh. And this gentleman, one of your compatriots, came over to me and said, Rosh Hashira. He didn't use that Rosh. I don't think he knows I'm Rosh Hashira. Rosh Hashira, he asked me. What? Yehuda, one of the tribes, consorting with the Zayna? Clearly, Yehuda did not recognize her. So I attempted to explain to him how Chazal see this parsha. And I want to be like, I'm looking, oh, you don't have chumashim. Maybe you just stop this for a second, Arya?
Yeah.
And this way we can get chumashim. I just show you, I don't want to take this. Let me just point out to you, first before, just look, if you look at Sukkim, the background of this, I'll just try to do this as quickly as I can. Let's read the first pasuk and then we'll summarize by Sahih. So Rashi has a comment, you're probably familiar with it, that till now the brothers saw Yehuda as being the kingpin, if you will, the manig of the Shvatim. Now by virtue of what happened, because they saw the reaction of Yaakov Avinu, the last few psukim in the previous parak, Yaakov tears his clothing, he tears kriya, he's now wearing sackcloth, and he's in Avelus. And they tried to be Menachem him unsuccessfully, because he says that his child has been lost, Taraf Yosef. And now, as a result, Yehuda has to disappear from the scene. Vayered Yehuda Meisef, so Rashi Horibu, they demoted him. But I want to comment that another word. Vayet ad ish adulami ushmokila. What is the translation of that term, Vayet? What a striking term. There was no need for the Torah to use that term. It could have said, Vayered Yehuda Meisef, Vayagia ad ish adulami ushmokila. Vayobo ad ish adulami ushmokila. Or another other terms I could use, what does Vayet mean? Translate literally the term Vayet. So Rashi does not translate it, but the Targum Onkelos, of course, Kedaka Makedesh translates it. Usta. What does it mean, the word Usta?
Rise.
No. Sitiyah min aderech.
He turned over, turned.
Sitiyah min aderech. Sotem min aderech. Isha soita. Samach vav tesei. Sim vav tesei. Mekachesis. Osios mischalfis. Shtrei. Vayei adisha duham. Very critical word. I continue. The Torah goes on to tell the story. I have no time now to analyze the story because that would take a few hours, which I'm not going to do. But I told you more or less what happened till now. Again, the issue was Hashvas Hazera, and Hashem is upset, and literally directly intervened by Yomes, and now Pasuk Gidal. By Yom Yehuda, the son of Kaloso, Shri Almana Beisadich, and Yidal Shila Beni, Ki Yomar Pen Yomus Kamuke Echor, because she's the Katlonis. I tell her, Tomer, Atesha Beisadia. And now, she's waiting, and nothing happens. So now, Pasuk Gidal, you got the son of Lamar, and Yeh Chamich, Oles in Nasa Lago Sono, Batosa Bigdia Amunusa Meyalaha, she dresses up. She was waiting for Shelah to marry her, and he's not being given to her. No yibum is being performed. By Yireh Yehuda, he did not recognize her. But rather, what did he think? By Achshavel the Zaynuk, he hits up on that. Now look at the next pasuk. Tezayin. Vayet Eleh Aladerech. Oh, come on. Vayet twice in the same parak. Zok Tetagum Usta.
El
Haderach. That's correct. El Haderach. Okay, that's a question because before it said Al Derech Timnasa, that's where she was, like in the crossroads. And now by El Haderach, he goes into the crossroads. Vayomer. The Torah says it clearly. He didn't recognize who was his daughter-in-law. I told him about teaching like he's somebody like. And then we know what happened. I just want to make another comment if you don't mind. Anochi Hashalach Yizim and Atzov. That's what he promises her. I told him, what does she want? Collateral. Let me have collateral first. Eravon, the sugi, of course, several times in Shas. You might use that notion, Eravon. I told him, Bayomer, Moha Eravon, Hashem, Tilok, what should I give you? It's collateral. And what does she tell him? Chosomcha uvsilecha umatcha shebi adecha. Yehuda is a melech. Yehat adin melech. And then what does he give her? A chaysom. What's a chaysom? A stamp. A stamp of a king, a tabas. And what else? Ufsi lecha. No, that's matcha. Translate the words. What mashkan? So Rashi says, shoshifach. And the Targum also probably says that as well. Yeah. What does ufsi lecha refer to? I'll wait till you come up with an answer. You'll tell me in a few moments. She becomes pregnant. And then once that's over, she puts back bigli abhusa. And then, once again, his collateral back. They don't find her because she's no longer operating under the same identity. She has now, once again, put back her big deal melusa, no longer the way she presented herself to him. I want to, Derech Agav, make another comment, if I may. My father was shown, was bothered by Pasuk Chof. No, 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 that's not the problem. Kadesh is a pasuk in Chumash.
They switched the
Lashon. No, wait, let me say what the problem is. Vayishlach Yehudas Gidiho Izin Biyad Re'eyu Hu Adulami. My father was strikingly affected or impacted by the word Re'eyu Hu Adulami. By the way, we see that earlier in Pasuk Yud Beis. Because what happened? Yehuda goes to shear the sheep who? He had a good friend. Chira Re'eyu Hu Adulami. This is his good friend, Re'eyu. My father was always into the Lashonos of the Torah when the Torah describes a friend. What did Chazal say? Re'eyu below Hegdish. Hegdish is not your friend. Don't think Hegdish is your friend. They're not. Re'eyu below Aku. The Goy is not your friend. El Nishnai Chayt. What else does the Torah use when it wants to describe a friend? What other terms does the Torah use besides the term Re'eyu? So, of course, you're familiar with Pasha Mishpatim. I'm not going to go to Mishpatim now. That would require a lot of careful attention. Listen to this. The shore of one man gores the shore of his friend, Bameis. So, with the Gemara Baba Kama. Umbach was Hashar Achai Bechotzel Eskaspo Begam Sameis Yechatzim. Zov Dibin Ezra. And that Pasuk, Lamed Hei, he quotes one of the Karaites, one of the Karaites, who don't believe in Shoshim Alpeh. The Karaite interpreted the Pasuk the following way.
Shor X had a friend.
Shor Y.
They got into a tussle.
Two Shvarim got into a little tussle. V'chi yigov Shor Ish as Shor Re'eu Rameis. He killed his friend.
Ein Shor. Ein for the oxen, but Gehal did the Tzveta. One ox killed the other ox. A good friend of his.
Zokti Ben Ezra. The only friend that Shor has is that Karite. I say Zokti Ben Ezra, that post. He's known for his
Shavkai.
Okay, I only quoted it because we were eight. That's not the Pashup Shat. The post. I'm talking about a Shor belonging to one person kills the Shor belonging to his friend, namely the human being. Shor of Ruven killed the Shor of Shimon. But the Karite interpreted that one Shor had a friend. And I don't know what the Shorim, what they call Shorim, what their names are Shorim. Blossom is one Shor, and the other Shor is Peter. So Blossom killed Peter.
Shemus Mavokin,
I love it. Anyway, so the word Re'eu is a term that's found throughout Chumash, and we have to be very precise. It's found actually over here, in this Pasha. It's also found in Kedoshim. And there are other, you still refuse to tell me, another term the Torah uses, I'm not sure why you refuse to tell me, you just don't want to reveal a secret to me, okay, what can I do? The Torah uses another term to describe when it speaks to the friend. Excellent. The term achicha is term number two. Term number three, we're now in a
chaver.
What?
Chaver.
Is that a term found in Chumash, the term chaver?
I don't know. They're out there.
Is chaver a term that's a Chumash term, that's a Torah terminology? Re'acha, I agree. Achicha, I agree. What other term is the third term that you should be familiar with? Betzedek, Tishbeit, Amisecha. Another term. So my father, Bashar, was very concerned about these three terms. What is the distinction between Re'acha, Amisecha, Achicha? What is one used? What is the other used? I cannot tell you how many hundreds of hours spent on this discussion. When I was a little kid, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's what we used to talk about. Anyway, I'm back to our issue. And our issue over here is Yehuda. Vayet Eileh El Aderech. Zok Rashi. If you have Rashi on that spot. Rashi on the spot in Pasuk, that Pasuk, Vayet Eileh. Rashi says, Vayet Eileh El Aderech, Miderech Shehoya Ba, Nota El Derech HaShehi Ba. What is Rashi saying here? He deviated from the
detour,
thank you. He detoured from the path that he was going on. The Medrash. Here's the Medrash that I quote. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bikish Lavor. He wanted to go on his merry way. He had a particular destination. Zimil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach Shemamunin Al HaTayba. The Baruch Hu creates a Malach. He was a Munin Al HaTayba. Amar Yehuda Eichan HaTayidech. What's going on? Where are you leading me? So he says, Be'echad Malachim Ma'imdin. Be'echad Gdeim Ma'imdin. I'm leading you to a place of Malchus. I'm leading you to a place of Gedula. Says the Medrash, Vayet Eileh Bal Kocho. Shalom B'tzev Basam. How did Chazal interpret what happened? It was Min HaShemayim.
Eight
minutes before we get to that. I haven't gone there. Comes the Ramban. And this person, about the Chas Batzoyev, says the Ramban, the Chasherim Tina Yomi Rabin, she waited such a long time, V'rasa Kigod Al Shela, she's waiting and waiting. As Mehera, Tamar, Birov Ta'avasa Laholid Mizera Kodesh, Osamai says it. Rashi quotes part of it. She has a taiba. Where else does Rashi quote this similar lashon with reference to a taiba to be together with a tzaddik and to have children who are tzaddikim? Where else does Rashi quote it? Correct. With reference to Yaakov and whom? Obviously, that's right. So similar Rashi. One second. So now, I just want to read another Ramban on the Pasuk Chesomchov Silecha the Mashka that was given by Yehuda to Tamar. Three things. Chesomchov Silecha Matcha says the Ramban. Ki hayi Yehuda Yitoche. It could be. He had a chesed. Pitzuras Aryeh. Oh. He had a chesed like with the tzura of an Aryeh. A tzura ches Yidua Lameishlin. Those people who are in positions of power. V'hayi biyadu psilim. Essentially all the vestiges of what? Of authority, of power, of malchus. It goes on. It says, that's what he gave over to her.
After the event occurred, she goes back to Bilda Marusa. Yehuda takes the Gdiya Izin, wants to return, wants to get back his collateral that he gave to her. He can't find her. So what does Yehuda say? Pasuk Lamed Chav Gimel. Vayomi Yehuda tikach lo peni el avuz. Hine shalachti hagdiya zeh v'yato lo mitzasa. Yehuda's worried about he's going to be embarrassed.
Why?
Poshut.
Or Zion?
Yes. But I wanted to say something else. And I interrupted myself. Re'eyuhu adulami. Twice. Who is this Re'eyuhu adulami? Good friend. He sends the collateral with a good friend. What does that mean? So my father was shown for it. Clearly he sent the collateral. Clearly he had to confide in his good friend. Otherwise the fellow would say, well, what are you sending? What's going on here? What am I carrying? Why am I an emissary? Why am I a shliach? So apparently he must have been aware of what happened. Wow. He confided to a good friend such intimate information, conversation. My father said that's the term re'eyu. Many years later, how do you put it? Project several decades later. I'm friendly with the Rav in Brooklyn. Rav Reisman, Shlita. He says Shurim and Tanakh. Maybe you heard of him. Zoshiv and Tervadas. Rabbi Goldschmidt probably knows him. I'm very friendly with him because of Eli Rabinowitz. Eli Rabinowitz, my chaver, so he died in the shul. He actually built that shul. He also was in Beit Shemesh. He built that shul in Beit Shemesh too. It's a powerhouse. He's probably works with Chaim Berlin. Anyway, so Rabbi Reisman tells me that he had the same thought. Re'eyuhu adulami. And he said, that's why at the Sheva Brachos we say, Sameach Tesamach, Reim Ha'ahuvim. Husband and wife are called Reim Ha'ahuvim, beloved friends. Why? Because to a wife, you will confide and you will even tell her things that you wouldn't tell anybody else. Even things that are, as he said, Harab Reisman Shlita, Ra, Reim, Ra. Even things that are bad about yourself, you'll tell it to your wife. You won't confide in anyone else, but Ishta Gugufa. And to your wife, you have such a relationship with her. I saw Lechik in many Sheva Brachas that I attended. I was not per se invited, but I appeared there. I appeared there because I wanted to hear what my Rebbe had to say, and I asked permission, don't be question me, of the hostess, whether I'm allowed to be there or not. I didn't know the Chassam Kala from Hold the Wall, but I knew I saw Lechik. Anyway, so he a number of times commented on the Mishnah. And the closest chaver that one could have, chaverim l'dayah, who was a husband and wife, and you confide in her. So that's what Rabbi Reisman added to this nekuda of my father's chaverim l'gocha. Okay, that was derech agah. But now I want to go back here to the story. Even Baal Tosef. Hine shalachti agdi azeh. My father asked, what's agdi azeh? V'yata lo mitzasa. See that pasuk? Hine shalachti agdi azeh. V'yata lo mitzasa. What's it agdi azeh? Steht doch in Rambam Mor Nebuchim. Aber wo ist der Rambam? Rambam says, Mor Nebuchim, we learn out from this Parsha of Yehuda, a Midah of Yashua and Tzedek, that's mind-boggling. Here we're talking about how shall we describe it? He's worried about being embarrassed, being humiliated, and even, again, we're assuming we're talking about a mitzvah of Yibam and all kinds of other things going on over here. Ubechalzos, the way the Parsha appears to be pretty sordid. Shady. But there's something else here, that even under these circumstances, which even though, as I said to you, it's all min hashamayim, but here's what we learn up in this parsha, namely, chas v'shalom, that a tzaddik, even under such circumstances, should engage in any kind of yashrus or gezel or sheker. He promised her a gdi, the best of the gdoyim, and he sends a gdi, hagdi hazeh, with the hair idea, hagdi hamufchar biyoter, the choicest of all gdoyim, said the Rambam on the Buchim. And that's why he said, "Bnei Avraham said Yaakov, we are not mishane. We don't change our. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't engage in any kind of thievery or skullduggery. We're glad kosher. We do what we have to do." Pelu de Gramma, Merach Semigra, Yitzamah. We're talking about this parsha, And the Rambam says in the context of this parsha that even with someone who appears to be a zayna, you have to be medakti biyashus. Lahavdil, the way you're medakti with an esrog, you probably spent 25 hours looking at your esrog under electron microscope. As they have medakti the be'al b'chaveiro in terms of yashus and the like. So what does the Torah tell us? Okay, what's the reaction? She's pregnant. Hotziyu b'sisalef. She should be what? Burnt. Why should she be burnt? Rashi quotes from Chazal. Who was she, Tamar? Ephraim. Rashi quotes in the Chumash. And you learn Rashi very carefully. I'm aware of that, because many questions are asked of me and Rashi. Why does it say, Hotziyu b'sisalef? Baskayim. Baskayim, in Chumash. Baskayim kisechel is nice. And Rashi quotes the famous Rashi. You are familiar with it, correct? Look at Rashi. Hotziyu b'sisarev. Omer Ephraim Mikshor. It's on Pasuk Chavdal. Mishum Rabbi Meir. Bito shel Shem ha'isa. She was the daughter of Shem. Shehu kayin. Lefika hotziyu b'sisarev. As Reuven, Nochem, Shmuel mentioned. And the Ramban here has a long arichos in Bas Kayin. If she's a Shomeres Yavon, and she's Bazane, she was a Shomeres Yavon, you know that thing. Right now, the Sugis in the Dachayemi deal with Shomeres Yavon. You got a Hilchos Nido. Yes, so she's not Chayav Misa. And Bas Yisrael, Bas Kayin is only Alav. And the question was, Yibam Ibn Nach. Azarasa Shalom Umisasam, Yehuda began with the mitzvah of Yibam. Anyway, whatever the case is, the Ramban has his own very original position that Yehuda was a melech, a din melech, and therefore she may have been mevaze et amalchus, and that's her Yotzua v'sisarev, he's mechayiv hamisa, and on, whatever the case is, what did she decide to do? She'd rather give up her life than be malvim dechaver. Chazal, very well-known Chazal, Noach lo adam, the Gemara in Saita Daf Yud. She Yaakov asam lo kivshan eish v'yalb nechaveh barabim. And what does Yehuda say here? Pasuk Chavav. V'yakov Yehuda v'yam etzarkim v'meni ki atenu nasatir l'sheila b'ni. The Ramban of the Spad comments that v'anochel hu kumo tzadikim v'tevim b'menu quotes Pesukim in Tanakh. If you remember. Pesukim in Tanakh. I'm not going to read the entire Ramban. It's a long Ramban. But ultimately, we know from Chazal, the Agada, who came out of this entire union, as you mentioned, Peretz and Zorach, and of course, as you know, they are the harbingers of Mashiach Tzidkenu of Meher B'Yomeinu. I didn't finish yet. So, essentially, if you examine the Pasha, there's a Tzvei Dinim in the Pasha. Structurally, the Pasha can be divided into two. One, the first part of the Pasha is the birth of Yehuda, of the children of Yehuda, and the two Gedolim die, part one. Part two in the Pasha is Tamar sitting Bevidi Al-Manusa. Part three in the Pasha is when Tamar hears that her father is going to shear the sheep. And part four is Tamar disguises herself as a Zayna. And all the Pasha is telling us is that sometimes Ribbono Shel Olam is directing traffic, not sometimes, he's always directing traffic. Sometimes directing traffic in a way where even we are not in control of what is happening. And Yehuda is literally propelled into the arms of Tamar. And that's when we have the second part of the story, which, by the way, corresponds to the first part. There are four sections I told to the story. So now these four sections correspond to each other. One is Tamar goes back to Bigdi Al-Manusa. Two is the Yehuda hears that Tamar is Horel as Nunim, that she has, she's pregnant. Three, Yehuda decrees that she's Chayat Sreifa. Four, the birth of Peretz and Zorach, and the Nitzlus of Melech HaMashiach. So when you examine the two Chalokim of the story, it looks like the second Chelek is a Tikkun for the first Chelek. And we are astounded by how the Ribbono Shel Olam, in his unbelievable divine wisdom, in his panoramic vision, is able to direct the affairs of human beings. As I said at the very beginning, when I began, I quoted the Medrash. He was asik in this, and he was asik in that, and he was asik in that. And what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu asik? Bibriyas Eirosh HaMashiach. Bershom was busy creating Mashiach Tzidkenu. So now, we can understand the story of Yosef as well, namely Yosef going down to Mitzrayim. If you remember the end in Vayechi,
Yehuda atoy yaducha achecha yod chaverev vevecha yishlach lulcha bnei avicha. So Rashi says Yehuda was frightened because already Reuven and Shimon were castigated by Yaakov Avinu. So Yehuda became frightened. He was worried, what's going to be with me? The Maisa of Tamar. Rashi quotes him right there on the spot. What's going to be with the Maisa of Tamar? Yaakov called him a divrei ritzo. Yehuda, you're not like them. Well, yes, Hashem Yehuda. The Malchus will remain with Yehuda. That's what the Sfona writes over there about Mashiach and Yehuda. And, of course, the greatness of Yehuda was the fact, the way the Sfasemis writes, the Ger Rebbe, Eshreit Azeh, Korah Nofal Kari Yuchalavi Mi Kimenu. Korah Nofal. What do they call him when they Lahabdu Mefavi Adolz? They have a pugilist at the boxing ring. TKO in the first round.
Knockout.
So it seems like he was Chas V'Shalom knocked out. But we know Mitera Bini Alisa Sheva Yipol Tzadik Yikom. The pasuk says that a tzadik can fall seven times and then have a tremendous aliyah. That's what exactly what happened when she, in effect, was under siege, Tamar, as it were, but she refused to Chas V'Shalom even be Malbim V'Chaver B'Rabbi Yom Achlus V'Shenim. The Rishenim hold that the Halbanas V'Chaver, the verse says in Hazov, the end of the fourth paragraph of Mitzia, the guy turns all colors and you're embarrassed. You turn all colors and that's a kind of Mitzicha, and Nele could be, it's a Herav Ayabar, on Gimel Averis, Machlus V'Shenim. We don't pass like that, but whatever the case is, Machlus V'Shenim, that's what happened over here. She said, rather I should be killed than be Malbim P'nei Yehuda V'Rabim. But here we see the Ribbon Shem, Maisa Obasim Lebonim, Yeshorim Daki Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubam, Rupayshim Yikoshubam. This is the entire correct understanding of this Pasha. And the reason why I saw it in Shiloh Ovid, a very nice Sefer, that the Mechaber spelled this out at great length in order to quote my Rebbe Rav Goldschmidt Shlita, to bavon the Tzibor, to disabuse them of understanding the Pasha in an incorrect, inappropriate kind of fashion. He wrote something that we should do Maisim Hagunim, and if Chas V'Shalom we stumble and fall, we should be zeichet to the Bechina of Ki Nafal Tikamti, Ki Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekam.
Amen.
So all this is in this Sefer.